This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
And I told you to correct me on air. And you said never. You got to. I don't make firearms.
Waging war.
I just go to the experts.
Corruption.
He's like, they're not
Alex
lower
Jones
thirds.
Coming
they're lower.
From the
I know that.
Of the info war.
Correct. I can't even remember the variation of a 223 and 556, but can I shoot stuff at 450 yards?
I've seen it. Absolutely.
Okay. Yeah, coke cans.
So
I don't know all the names
like
of all the crap.
Deer.
Like, I don't know the names of all these wrestling moves, but I'll break somebody's neck. No, not those Marines. They'll kick my ass. I'm just acting tough, all this testosterone. We're going to go a little bit in the next hour, about 15 minutes or 10 minutes or so. Our great David Knight is back after a wonderful vacation to take over with all the breaking latest news. But just in the time we've got to keep saying, it's not a lower third, it's a lower brass. So the experts, like David Roberts and Q, take over. That's why you're here, Q, because I said I don't know all the names. So correct me. That's why you're here. Sorry, go ahead, Mr. Roberts.
Well, I really appreciate it, but you know, it's you know, talking about 450 yards. I've shot with Q quite a bit. You might outshoot him. I'm just saying.
Well, Q didn't take the shot. He was offered the shot. He didn't take it.
Yeah, there's a reason. I'm just saying.
I'm not trying to brag. I'm so excited about Trump. We just beat Obama's coup. I got the word this morning from the whole deal. We just blew the. I'm not normally this excited. I'm sorry. Go. Mr. Roberts, please continue.
Yes, he is.
Please continue. We just saved America. I'm sorry. It's so damn good. Woo! Man, get out the champagne. I mean, we're not out of the woods yet, but it looks good.
Sorry, we're not.
New York
sorry.
Times is turning against Obama right now. Yeah, oh, man. Go, God. I'm not trying. I'm sorry. It's just starting to hit me right now. I'm sorry. Mr. Roberts, please continue with the lowers.
Well, we've covered most of it. I mean, basically, you know, what we're doing is just letting people actually build and understand their rifle like they should. You know, the only way to truly understand a rifle is to actually take it apart and put it back together. And there's no better way of doing that than just building it yourself.
Well, that's what I wanted. By buying a 80% lower, the people don't have to register it. There's not a serial number. But it's a family heirloom, right? It's something that only belongs to you. You can't sell it.
That's key. You cannot ever transfer this. Explain that.
Right, Dave. So whatever it is, if you produce your 80% lower, you create a firearm, that firearm belongs to you for life.
It does.
Yep.
Let me tell a story since you brought this up. I don't know about guns, but when I used to still go sign DVDs at the gun show, because, you know, it was back then. I mean, I'd sell like 1,000 DVDs and I'd help pay the bills. We're talking just like 14 years ago, I was still going out in public, and now I can't really do it. And they'd have people come over and go, hey, I lost my driver's license. Even guys, I kind of, we come over and sign for this gun. There'd be ATF wait. I was like, oh my God. And then another time, like out front, hey, Alex, buy my thing. It's got a custom lower. And they were so dumb. I was like, oh my, they were about to set me up. So let's explain. This is legal and lawful. You cannot sell this. Explain this to us, please.
Well, actually, there's an ATF form that you can fill out, and, you know, basically you just go through a real simple process. Like I said, it's, you know, that.
So if you file it in, you then can sell it. You just mm-hmm. can't, before you do that, sell it.
Well, you end up giving it a serial number and whatever, and then it's just a regular firearm.
Yep.
So
that's what I'm saying. You're the expert. Explain it to me.
Well, until you do anything with it, until you mill it out and, you know, make it a working firearm. It's just another. It's a doorstop.
It's
so you could sell it or give it away at that point. But once you've milled it out, though, you've got to turn it into a firearm if you ever want to sell it.
You do because they're not tracked. And if you're keeping it for your own use, then you just fill out an ATF form and you know it's
so typical user at home comes to InfoWarsStore.com, picks mm-hmm. up one of these lower receiver 80% with the jig, follows the basic instructions. Completes it. It's now up and running. Yep. AR-15 lower.
It is.
As long as they maintain it in their possession and never give it to anyone else, it doesn't require a serial number and it does not require any type of background investigation or registration.
No, it is.
And you guys walk through that on the website. We have all your same paperwork on InfoWars. It's being drop shipped from Tennessee Arms in Tennessee, the great volunteer state. And you give them the literature and everything when they get it.
Yes. Yeah, we give them
all right, I'm going to come back because you're a gentle giant over there. And I have all these great Force Recon stories. You're talking about your buddy that died in Benghazi. It's incredible. I want to come back and give you the floor for about 5-10 minutes. talking about Tennessee Arms. I don't care if people get it from Tennessee Arms or us. I'm just glad they get these because it's amazing. But when you do get them at InfoWarsStore.com, it funds the InfoWar, and we've got these custom laser designs. Stay with us.
Good day, America. Are you tired of your butt cheeks being frozen? Tired of cold hands or cold feet? I'm tired of the cold. Well, there's a new kid on the block. It's Fortress Clothing. Fortress will keep you warm. Fortress does what no other clothing company has ever done. We keep you warm in the cold, even when wet. You heard that right, even when wet. No BS, no gimmicks. Work, play, sweat in the cold, and stay warm. So quit your complaining and go to FortressClothing.com. FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA and get 20% off any item. Mittens, jackets, pants, balaclavas, or hot socks, FortressClothing.com, enter coupon code AMERICA. You're going to love being warm all winter long. FortressClothing.com.
Attention, small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Mother, tell your children not.
You know, I never went to salesman school and all this stuff, and I was talking to one of the top salesmen at Clear Channel, who also was a vice president at the time, and they said, Alex, you get so crazy when you're selling stuff, you know. It's like a money machine when you're trying to get like a $10 bill cash into quarters at the video game place. You got to kind of slowly put it in or it rejects it. I'm like, listen, if I get excited about something, I'm going to get hysterical. And because a lot of us go, here's our sponsor, here's the product. It's a good sponsor. I don't like having to plug it. I got news I want to cover. But when it's like guns and cool stuff like this and the very best body armor, and we've got the exclusive on the body armor, and it's like the best company. And I'm finally, after a decade of refusing to sell lower thirds, I'm excited. So, but listen, you keep telling me, get to this, get to that. You got to take over, Q. Tell us why this is so important, how great it is. And I want David Roberts of Tennessee Arms to jump in anytime he wants. Their lowers, the best with the brass, patented, proven in court, biggest company in the nation tried to come copy him. He won in court. I love that story, too. The Americana, the original guy, they tell you screw off. You go, you beat them. I've been down that same road. So very exciting match made in heaven. It's Providence. David Rogers, Roberts, that's Tennessee Arms, tnarmsco.com. Get them there, get them here. We've got the InfoWars customization at the same price. They've got them with the whole laser etching, but I'm just excited about this anyway, you slice it. So, Q, get in here.
Right. So I'm going to go ahead and interrupt Q, and he's going to talk about the amazing warranty, but I want to talk about the actual product. So you get the product, you get a real regular gel press. It's really easy.
And Q's like a gorilla, and he's able to do it.
Yep.
There he is doing it.
That's a manly hand
right
there.
That should tell you. I'm smart enough to do it.
That hand's never done anything bad, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, that's the margin we used when we designed it. If you can do it, we knew anybody could.
I'll look for loyalties.
But seriously, you put it in a drill press, you make a couple drills, you go ahead and finish it off with a Dremel or sandpaper. It's very easy, and there you go. It's done. It's complete. I mean, it is simple.
One of the added benefits of using a polymer is you don't have to refinish. If you did an 80% in metal, you would have to go back and somehow protect that metal. Well, an aluminum, which is what almost all receivers are made out of, gets a lot of its strength from the Type 2 anodization that's on the top. It's a hard coat anodization. It's not a regular anodization.
And you make a mistake and cut through that, you're screwed.
Well, not just that, but aluminum is very soft. That it really needs that hard coat anodization, and you're not going to do that at the house.
Well, that's what I saw in third party reviews before I have to interrupt. I'm not a gun guy, but I saw the experts saying, what's so great about yours is I was reading they're better than a lot of aluminum for half the price because it doesn't have that problem.
Exactly. Well, because the material is exactly the same on the surface as it is in the middle, when you mill ours out and, you know, make it a functioning firearm, there's nothing else to do. You just mill it out and you're done. You don't have to finish it. You don't have to do anything. You just sand it to make it pretty, you know, to make sure.
And it's you know what I like? It's hard to screw up, but they're so inexpensive. If you did, I've heard you've got a money back guarantee that's unrivaled.
We do. We cover everything to include stupidity. That if you do something dumb, we replace that.
See, people, that's why I get so excited. It's the whole package with Tennessee Arms. Explain that.
So about a year ago, I had called Dave on a cell phone. Speakerphone. A young man had come into the gun store where I was doing some work and said, hey, I have this Tennessee Arms lower and I broke it and whatever. He didn't know that I knew Dave. So I pulled my phone out of my pocket, set it on the counter.
Well, tell the whole story. You're like, this is crap. And you were there doing firearms training. You were just helping a friend out doing behind the register deal. You told me the whole story. He comes in. I mean, tell the whole story. We got time.
He comes in. He's complaining. He's like, I bought this polymer lower. It's a piece of crap. I did this, this, and this. It broke on me. And I said, I'm pretty sure they just don't break. Well, the long story was, using one of these pins, he hit it with a hammer. Well, when he hit it with a hammer, he broke it. It's not designed to be hit with a hammer, although we can do it. So I pick out my phone, I put it on the counter, and I call Dave, and I said, hey, Dave, I've got one of your POS lowers here, and it's broke, and what do you want to do about it?
That was a quote, actually. I remembered that and almost cussed him.
And his quote was, send it back, no questions asked, I'll finish it, I'll fix it. And I said, okay, real deal. This is what happened. A guy sanded some, hit it with a hammer, broke the end of it, and now it's broke. Dave said, no questions asked. Send it back to me. We'll replace it. Young man came back in 10 days later. Dave actually gave him a custom laser finish to make him a little happy for his inconvenience. But he came back in with the lower, happy as can be. So it's a testimonial to how well their customer service is. Their actual no questions asked warranty is exactly that.
Again, unconditional lifetime warranty.
And what's great is, again, I'm not a rocket scientist. I get all these names wrong. All I know is the top experts I talk to say this is the deal. That's why it fell in our lap. Thanks to you guys. I'm so blessed for the audience because, again, in a decade, I've been offered so many of these deals, even by folks that sound pretty good, but then I go check and I spend hours on each sponsor that wants to come here even before I even look at doing it. And then they get pissy or they get weird or they want this or they want that. I'm like, listen, I can just sell t-shirts and you know, great vitamins to people. I don't need this. This is like good Americana. It's high quality. It's the best. And I want to be able to say, I'm bringing you the developer, a patriot who's won in court. It's his. He has the best ratings. Everyone says hands down the best. With that, it just syncs up with my worldview. I mean, I've kind of got an OCD where if I cannot bring you the best at an affordable price, I will not do it. It's like I will not treat you like I don't want to be treated. And the more I live that, it's like every door opens. The providence just intensifies. And that's what this is all about, folks. So, again, be safe with these. Follow all the rules. Just know that. At checkout, you take full responsibility. But my responsibility is to give you the best quality, follows the ATF rules, laws, everything else, InfoWarsStore.com, whether it's one packs. I don't know if we've added that yet, 5 packs, 10 packs.
We're adding it next week.
Yeah, because you won't be able to customize when you do that, obviously. I guess you could do all of one or
and
whatever.
If you got some great ideas, send them to us. We're, you know.
Yeah, send us your designs. I mean, because we're going to get it where, how much do you think it'll cost off the top of your head if we do individual customized? So I know having a technician load it in the computer, then etch it, you might mess. I mean, that might cost as much as the receiver just to have it totally custom. We're just trying to add hundreds of designs. I mean, how would that work?
If we think it, they'll build it.
Sure.
Yeah. We've gotten pretty good at this. You know, we've got it down to an art. Actually, my brother who started this, you know, business with me at the end of 2013 when I, you know, left Afghanistan and quit contracting, but he started this with me. He basically runs all of the engraving. He does a wonderful job. He does crazy things with the laser, and as you can well see in the video, that I couldn't do. You know, it's like I've got a computer background, but I don't have the level of detail that he does.
I'll tell you what's exciting. I'm seeing all these vets that the globals tried to block and tried to not give jobs just start their own companies because they were blocked by Obama and this plan to get rid of the weapons. And to see everywhere I go, all the best industry, all the best innovations, from whether it's a car dealership or a restaurant or manufacturing, it's our vets that are bringing America back. And I don't mean that to kiss the military's ass. When I saw the globalists trying to use the military against America 20 years ago, I got very, not anti-military, but anti-the stance. But our military came through in flying colors and became the information warfare resistance to everything. And it's been those veterans in private corporations and in the government and the intelligence agencies that have never faltered. And we are going to take all these globalists and just remove them. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Well, even my brother, Air Force veteran, you know, used to work on avionics for the Air Force. And, you know, it's that level of detail and that technical ability that he brought into here. And I couldn't have.
Well, it really is true. Our veterans are the very best people we've got. It's just true.
When I tell you, day or night, I can call this guy and he'll pick up his phone just like you. You'll work equally as hard.
Yeah.
And he stands by his products.
It's my baby. You know, it's not just a product to me. It's something that, I've put my heart and soul
into.
Well,
look at the snowflake generation versus our veterans that actually have to go out, do things, be accountable. I mean, it's almost like it's the only place where survival of the fittest was still in place. It's like the only men left. I mean, and I was never even in the military, but my parents, a lot of them had been involved in things, and they were just like, we're not going to do anything for you. You're going to have to go, you got both your eyes black, fight harder. And thank God, I thought my parents were mean. It was great. Because they were giving me, it's like a plant doesn't grow in space, or humans die on a mission to Mars because your muscles aren't moving. You know, it's just, we're not exercising any of this. We're turning into jellyfish.
Making men again. Making men again. You know, it's okay to act like that.
Victor Hugo, the French philosopher, said, prosperity makes monsters, adversity makes men. Well, getting back to the lowers, again, and then folks, I guess, I mean, can you recommend, I mean, because I don't know now, because I guess it's legal to sell all the other parts with it as well, or explain to me. I kind of, maybe you can help us navigate that. I want to be able to put it together where people can get all the stuff that goes together the best from the experts, because, again, I want to give people a good blueprint. This is the best lower. How then do we go about building the entire package that's the best?
Well, actually, everything else can go through the U.S. mail system. You know, I've worked with a lot of companies, you know, because the lower is really the only thing that I do. We're manufacturing the lower parts kit now. You know, I hadn't quite gotten to my level of perfection, but when it gets there, we'll be releasing that.
Sure. I mean, are there any other companies that you recommend that go good with your systems, or is it pretty much just...
Absolutely. We've been using Head Down Products for probably about 3 years now. Always had good luck with them.
They've been a sponsor. They're great guys.
Oh, absolutely. Great guys. And Sons of Liberty Gunworks down in San Antonio, pretty close to y'all. Wonderful guys.
I was getting them.
Down there. Yeah, great, great organization. But those are the ones that we usually work with because you see the innovation in the smaller companies. You know, the big companies, all they want to do is just turn out a product. They don't care. They're all owned by big conglomerates anyway. It's the small companies that really care.
Yeah, no, it's these cold-blooded executives go, that's a market. Pump as much crap out with advertising as we can. And I'm always like, no, I don't want to do that. I don't want my audience to get a bunch of crap.
Exactly. So what we focused on is we don't advertise. Everything that we do is word of mouth, and we pretty much grow, and we almost double in size every year because people are talking. It's not because we're spending tons of money on advertising, glitzy, and, you know, glitzy showgirls and the show.
Yeah, InfoWars has never done any advertising other than some stuff on Limbaugh to try to help him when they're trying to shut him off just as an active
You don't need it when you have a good product. When you have a good product, it sells itself. So when you got a good product and a good warranty and, you know, you stand behind it and you're real, if you're a real person with a real product, it sells itself because it's.
And then you're going to be in business with your grandkids in 100 years. It's like, it's like people think what we're doing or what you're doing at Tennessee Arms is something new. No, it's what America was based on. Like, exactly. I want you to buy the stuff we sell over and over again. It helps us fund the operation. It's quality. But I didn't do it in some cold-blooded way. I was like, I want to sell good stuff because that's how I want to be treated. But then everybody loves it, so then we get even more business. We get bigger. All these weirdos think, like, if you cheat somebody and get some money up front, you're winning. I don't understand
it's
that.
It's a loser mentality. It's conceited, just, and it's a loser mentality.
It's not the way business should be done. I mean, we actually track a lot of our customers. We keep in touch with them. We want to know what they're doing.
Well, let's just say, I don't want to bash the rest of the country, but everybody's leaving the East Coast and the West Coast to come to the middle of the country and the South. Not that we're perfect, but people are nice. They're friendly. They want to compliment you. They want to ask who you are, and they want to treat you good.
And liberals now are buying guns, and they'll start buying lowers.
Yeah, what do you make of that?
Well, I've heard it said that the country is like a loaf of bread. You know, it's kind of hard on the crust and soft in the middle. And you know, there's a lot of truth to that. Is, you know, I've went to school in Boston. You know, I've lived on both coasts. You know, there's good people here in the South. There's good people in Texas.
Oh, there's good people, you know, all over the country. Just there's these elites in control of the East and West Coast.
Oh, it's unreal. You know, and the things that they're ramming down everyone's throat, it's not the way things should be done. Freedom works if you let it. You know, if you give people the tools to let them go make their life better, they will do it every time. Just stay out of their way.
Well, Soros jumped the shark with all this cop-killing crap. And I think that was the final nail, trying to run a destabilization program to cause a civil war. That was when the record skipped. And anybody that was questioning us said, you're right, we're taking them down.
Mm-hmm.
I know you're busy, David Roberts, there in Tennessee with TennesseeArmsCo.com. But, I mean, have you heard, like, there's been a whole counter coup against Obama and the globalists, and WikiLeaks was actually intelligence agencies in the U.S., and we just beat them, and they've been trying all sorts of stuff behind the scenes. But, I mean, there's some big stuff going on, bro.
Absolutely. And, you know, and it's all moving in the right direction. You know, it's just the winds of change. You know, everything has been moving in one direction for, you know, basically since the, you know, Clinton presidency started, was, you know, everything was moving more toward a statist and a centralized government, and people are just basically fed up with it. You know, they want to actually control their own lives. They want to take personal responsibility. They don't want to be controlled by a central government, by anybody, really. I mean, the worst thing you can ever do to somebody that's truly free is to tell them what to do. And, you know, that's one of the things why, you know, I support your organization. And, you know, you're doing it the right way, is you're telling people the truth and you're just letting it disseminate from there. Is you tell people the truth, you give them the tools to actually do what they can, and they can make noise about it. If you can't make an informed decision based in truth, then everything that you're doing is for naught.
Absolutely. Well, God bless you, David Roberts, and thank you for having the best quality lower out there. And thanks for working with InfoWars.com, InfoWarsStore.com. People get a high-quality lower. They help fund our operation. They support you in Tennessee and America. Thank you so much, sir.
Thank you, and have a great day.
Thank you. All right, I want to hand this over to David Knight, who just got back from vacation. I know he's chomping at the bit. And, you know, I guess he's hosting the nightly news tonight as well. But so much coming up. I just want to say this here, because I've gotten really excited today, looking at the facts, looking at what the globalists are trying, watching what the newspapers are doing, knowing who's who, who's got operatives where. It takes a lot of research to do what I do. I'm not bragging, but it's like mind-burning to, like, know the enemies, know who they are, know where they're at, to where it's like you can't even try to even say it. It's like you hold this big map in your brain, and then you just make a prime projection. I don't know how to explain that. It's like we got a whole battlefield, and then you're able to just know each piece of it, and then make a decision. And that's what I do, and that's the kind of idiot savant gift I've got. Why I do like a lot of intelligence operatives and high level people want to hear what I have to say. Not as some pat on the head; they really want to war game it with me. And I'm telling you, we're in the crossroads right now, but we're pulling out. Obama's losing support. Hillary's losing support. Soros is losing support. Their own media is turning against them because they know WikiLeaks is about to drop stuff 10 times worse. And we don't want to do this. Okay, I say let everything out, but, I mean, this stuff's so bad, folks, that we're going to have to arrest, like, 10,000 people and, like, execute them when this comes out. And then they're going to fight. They got kill switches. And we put them into sabotage mode. There's a reason we kept putting Napoleon on an island instead of killing him, because he'd have flipped the switch to cause, you know, it's not like we want to cover up evil. This stuff's so bad, folks. These people are so evil that they've got a kill switch, okay? And like people told me, so many high-level people that say, listen, Alex, we can't tell you classified stuff. Get this guy on. He figured it out, this piece, that piece. And then I go talk to the guy, and they go, yeah, Soros has got an economic kill switch that's ready to bring down the economy. That's why they're now saying Trump's going to implode the economy. Alex Jones, it's his fault. They're looking at that right now. But there's a bunch of people going, you do that, you're going to be pushing up daisies, and not just politically. So I want everybody to understand something. This is more epic than our founding. Okay, let me tell you something. What's going on right now is the most epic moment in world history, because this isn't just about America. The whole world is struggling out of globalist clutches right now. They always said New World Order doesn't exist, Soros doesn't exist, Davos doesn't exist, Bilderberg doesn't exist, planetary government doesn't exist, carbon tax doesn't exist. So we'd never actually fight them. But people said, no, it does exist, we're going to fight. They're folding because they're so small. They're a bunch of inbred, crazy scumbags. And the epic moment is now. And so we're here. And the battle's going to go on. There's no utopia. It's a continuum, but a very nasty crop of delusional crazies is on its deathbed. Now, this is the most critical 16 days of our life, and probably for generations. David Knight talks a lot about the fourth turning and a super cycle. So did Matt Bracken yesterday. I agree. We're at that super turning right now. David Knight, can you feel it in your gut? Can you intellectually see it? I mean, the electricity is alive, but just in the last few hours, and I hate to do this as mumbo jumbo, but it's not. My gut just told me a huge cloud just lifted, because there's a big battle going on behind the scenes. I can't get into all of it. A huge cloud's lifting. I believe they may have just surrendered. I believe we may have just seen the enemy surrender today. I know the gong was put down yesterday, and it was being put down again today. And I believe the enemy just surrendered. I don't mean to get mumbo jumbo, but it's real. We all have sixth sense. Like, you all know when your grandma, I called my dad one night, and I said, I just feel like we should go see Meemaw. And she was fine, out of the hospital for months, doing good. And I said, I think she's going to die. He said, you're right, let's go. And I was on Coast to Coast AM that night, went to bed at 4. And my dad came at like 6 a.m. to drive to the ranch in East Texas. And he said, get up. And I said, oh, and I went and got in the, I don't usually take a bath, but kind of like lazy to get, take a bath. Let me wake up, Dad. Because I've been up on Coast to Coast AM, probably drank a 6-pack of beer to stay up. That's what I use for stimulant. Beer works like that on me as a stimulant, not a depressant. And I never was a drinker, but I started staying up all night and working. And he goes, all right, fine. He leaves at like 7:30. And I left right behind him. And about an hour before, he calls on the cell phone. And he goes, I'm pulling up now. She just died. So he went there and was bumped up because of me. I get up. But the point is, I knew she was going to die, and I wasn't there. But the point is, I knew. So there's a sixth sense. And I can tell you right now, the enemy is collapsing as we speak. It's a big moment for America. Probably won't see it in our lifetimes again. And they still might come from behind, but I'm telling you, the enemy is falling right now. This is a big time, folks. This is like the new July 4th, whatever day this is. January 3rd. I'm telling you, right now, I think the enemy's broken. I can feel it. It's like you can feel the energy lowering. I think they've given up. David Knight, I don't mean to get into all this intense stuff, but go ahead.
Yeah, you know, Alex, when you were talking to Steve Pachinik, and he was pointing out what was happening, he said the New York Times, even, is talking now about Obama and how he persecuted journalists. This is something we've been talking about for a very long time. I mean, before Christmas, I mentioned it yet again about how Obama has put more people, journalists and whistleblowers, persecuted them, prosecuted them under the Espionage Act of 1917 than all of the presidents in the last 100 years combined. And so people understand this. And you look at this graphic that's on the New York Times. They've got a whistle with an Obama symbol on the round part, and on the part that you stick in your mouth to blow, they've got spikes all over it. And so even the New York Times is pulling back. But the thing that really stuck out to me, Alex, over the weekend were these couple of stories about the Washington Post. And, of course, we had Mikhail Thalen on it right away saying, they're saying that the Russians have taken over and hacked our power grid, but let's take a look at what really happened. It was just a virus that was on one laptop that wasn't even attached to the power grid up in Vermont. And so that was the reality. We exposed that right away. We have another story up on InfoWars now from RT breaking that down in addition. But then at the same time, Alex, we had the editor from the Washington Post go on Face the Nation, or maybe we should call it Two Face the Nation, because that's what they are, they're two-faced, telling these lies with other people. Of course, he had David Frum, who is this never-Trumper, a part of the Bush neocon establishment, always pushing for war, pushing the Russian agenda again. And they were wringing their hands about how Donald Trump had put in all of these businessmen and generals who they said didn't have any political experience. And you know what? It's not a problem if we have a general like Eisenhower or like George Washington.
Is getting back to America. David, take over.
That's
great
right.
job with the crew. Hey, we're not out of the woods yet, but I'm telling you, the tide's turning because they know we're not bluffing. They know we've got the intel. It'll bring them down no matter what they do. Barring a nuclear war, the globalists are done, and that'll end them as well.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
KD Armor raised the standard. Finally, AR-500 steel core body armor that comfortably conforms to the chest and torso. Unique design distributes weight, feeling lighter, increases mobility, and lessens fatigue. Introducing the Combat Quad Bend CQB, a revolutionary plate forming process that caters to the end user. The CQB is an industry game changer, a must-have for the ladies. Available now, only at katiearmor.com, C-A-T-I-armor.com. Come and take it.
And now, three recent financial memories. Remember the market drops of 02, the financial crisis of 08, the flash crash of 2010.
It's not if, but when.
What do you have in place to protect your profits? OnTheMarkMoney.com introduces WealthGuard, a complete portfolio monitoring system that sends out direct alerts when your accounts hit a targeted downside value, and it works with all your retirement accounts,
even 401k.
Learn how to get WealthGuard free. Go to OnTheMarkMoney.com.
Back pain doesn't take vacations. It never celebrates holidays. It's on the job 24/7 to keep your life exactly where it is, in limbo. But it doesn't have to be that way, because Laser Spine Institute can help you take back your life from chronic neck and back pain. With a less than 1-inch incision, our minimally invasive procedures have provided relief to over 60,000 patients with a 97% patient satisfaction rate. So get ready to stand tall and live the life you've imagined for yourself without pain. Are you or a loved one suffering from a bulging disc? Herniated disc, spinal stenosis, pinched nerve, or degenerative disc disease? Call our spine care consultants now at
855-519-BACK.
For a no-cost MRI review and to learn more, it's time to say goodbye to chronic neck and back pain.
Call 855-519-BACK now to see if laser spine surgery is right for you. That's 855-519-BACK.
What have you got to lose? Laser Spine Institute, the leader in minimally invasive spine surgery.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Nutt, your host on this fourth hour. It's good to be back, and as I was talking to Alex, I looked at the news over the weekend. It was absolutely amazing to see that at the same time, the Washington Post was selling this irresponsible lie about the Russians hacking our power supply. They were also, our power grid, they were also going on Face the Nation and talking about how dangerous InfoWars and Donald Trump were. Truly amazing. And, of course, as I mentioned, David Frum, the Bush neocon who never saw a war that he didn't support, wringing their hands about the fact that Donald Trump has appointed some generals. As I pointed out in the last segment, you know, we've had some good generals as president. We've had George Washington. We've had Andrew Jackson. We had Eisenhower, who warned us about the military-industrial complex, did more to stop it than any of the civilian people that we've had since then. because we've seen the military-industrial complex advancing. And these same people, these neocons, who have supported setting the Middle East on fire so they can bring in a mass exodus of people who do not want to be a part of our culture. We're going to talk about that in a moment. These same people who have supported the militarization of the police and the centralization of all police control out of Washington, these same people are talking about how it's awful that Donald Trump has generals there. But I want to take a look at some of the details of what they said, because it was very interesting what the Washington Post editor said, as well as Michelle Norris of the Race Card Project. I couldn't believe that's what she called it. I don't know what the Race Card Project is, but that's basically what they're playing all the time. And after I talk about this, I also want to talk about what happened today with draining the swamp. I think Donald Trump made a huge step towards draining the swamp today. I was very happy to see what happened. We're also going to talk about how the Muslims rang in the new year from Turkey throughout Europe as well. But real quickly, I want to go back to this story about the Washington Post editor who is complaining about the fact that Donald Trump will be on message, he says, for 7 days. And all of a sudden, in the middle of the night, he reads InfoWars and he tweets some stuff out that he says can tank markets and invite incursions. What was the Washington Post doing at the same time? They were trying to start a war with Russia, saying that we've got them hacking our power grid, underscoring the phony narrative that they've been pushing for Obama all of this time, that the Russians have been doing everything, saying we need to have sanctions, we need to take some actions. This is the irresponsible behavior of the Washington Post. At the same time, they're complaining about InfoWars. And, of course, at that time, we were exposing it. We had a great story right away from Mikhail Phelan at InfoWars. Then we had this woman from the Race Card Project talking about how bad it was that they didn't have control of the media. And I want to read you this quote that she said. She says, as journalists, we have to learn how to operate in a world where there is no longer a common set of facts. Think about that, what she's saying. She's not really saying that you've got your facts, I've got my facts. No. There's one set of facts, folks. People can have opinions, and we can argue about that in the free market of ideas. But see, they didn't have a free market of ideas. I grew up in a time when we had ABC, CBS, NBC, and NPR, and that was it. And they were all reading off of a government script. They all covered the same stories. They all had the same take on the same stories. They never questioned the government's official story. Never questioned it, no matter how absurd it was. If you questioned it, if you questioned the magic bullet that killed JFK, then you were a conspiracy theorist. That's where that came from. That was to shut down any questioning of the common set of facts that were coming out of our common government propaganda. So that's what they don't like. They don't like the fact that they don't control the agenda. That's what she's talking about when she says there's no more common facts. Then she goes on and says, people get their news in such a way that it usually affirms or confirms everything they already believe. Now, the phrase for that is a confirmation bias. So they say, you've got a bias, and you're going to be drawn to news that confirms your bias. And I would say, well, what about your bias? What about the bias of the Race Card Project? What about the bias of the Washington Post or the New York Times? You see, they have a bias as well. There's two types of people, those who acknowledge their bias and those who don't. And they are deceiving either themselves or you when they don't acknowledge their bias. They're biased in terms of what they even choose to report on. That reflects your own personal bias. What you think is important, what you don't think is important, what you agree with, what you totally reject out of hand. And I'm telling you, we are better positioned at InfoWars to fight the Washington Post and the New York Times because they have existed in an environment for a very long time where no one questioned their pronouncements. No matter how blatantly naked the emperor was, nobody ever said he doesn't have any clothes. We were over here saying, he's got no clothes, and here's why. Look, there's this, there's this, there's this, and we use their own sources. And we footnoted our own information because we knew that it was something that was different from what you were hearing. We knew it was going to be criticized as a conspiracy theory or as a tinfoil hat idea. So we documented it. So we're ready for this. We've been doing this for a long time, and we've been going against the mainstream media's fake news for a very long time and documenting why it is fake. So we're loaded for bear. We're ready for this battle. We're ready for this info war. Then they go on to say, The bad news is, she says, somebody is about to occupy the Oval Office who is trying to bypass us, the mainstream media, and go directly to the public. Oh, my. Oh, my. Isn't that horrible? That's exactly what is going to happen. So let's take a look at what happened today. Because we get all this back and forth. Is Trump for real? Is Trump going to drain the swamp? Is he going to stand up to the corruption? What was the very first thing that the Republicans did today? Well, the Republicans, as the Washington Post points out, in their first full day of power in 2017, what was their first order of business? House Republicans came close to gutting an independent ethics committee, one that was set up in the wake of scandals that arguably cost them power a decade ago. And so the first thing they did was not to cut taxes, not to cut regulations, not to get rid of the Obamacare mandates. Their first act was, let's get rid of the independent ethics panel. That was Republicans. And, of course, Nancy Pelosi gloated about that. Said, so much for draining the swamp, she tweeted out. But Donald Trump came back and said, with all that Congress has to work on, do they really have to make the weakening of the independent ethics watchdog, as unfair as it may be, their number one act and priority? Focus on tax reform, on health care, on so many other things of far greater importance. And I got to say, for Nancy Pelosi to come out here and say so much for draining the swamp, the chief alligator who's been swimming around that swamp forever. And we're going to talk about here. I want to remind you of Nancy Pelosi's ethics issues. Okay, it's not just the Republicans. Yes, they're in there as well. It's a bipartisan swamp. And the good thing about it was that Donald Trump came out with that, slammed them on that issue. And as the Hill points out, the GOP had an emergency meeting because Donald Trump complained about it. And they withdrew that proposal after their emergency meeting. This is very good news. This is the very first thing that we've seen Donald Trump going against the Republicans and saying, no, we're going to drain the swamp. We're not going to let you put off the real business of government, the real things that we have said we were going to do as we got elected as conservatives or libertarians. No, you're going to get you're going to cut the ethics oversight. That's your first order of business. Absolutely amazing. But I want you to remember what Nancy Pelosi and Obama did when confronted with this. Let's remember where this all started. And, of course, going back again to this Washington Post article, they say, well, what is the Office of Congressional Ethics? It's an independent body. It's the first independent body that they've created that oversees and investigates ethics. And I have four Republicans, four Democrats. None of them can be current members of Congress. They cannot be employees of the federal government. They're trying to get some independence here a little bit, okay? A lot of it is just, you know, a mask, and we'll show you why this is a mask. Nevertheless, as they talk about increasing transparency and providing information to the public, we're going to tell you what really happens with that. But even this beard over their ethical problems, the Republicans wanted to get rid of today. And this all goes back to the time that Jack Abramoff was in Congress and the corruption that we had there under the House Speaker and pedophile Dennis Hastert. And as the Washington Post goes in, they talk about Republican problems, of course, because they're very partisan. They talk about Tom DeLay. They talk about the Abramoff lobbying scandal under Hastert. They talk about Mark Foley, who had to resign amidst allegations that he had sent sexually explicit messages to congressional pages, as well as other bribery scandals. But then there was also some things with Democrats. We had Alan Grayson, who was caught by this ethics office. They said he may have improperly used his house office to handle a family-run hedge fund. There were 10 lawmakers. Some of their spouses took all-expenses-paid trips to the Caspian Sea in 2013, secretly funded by a state-owned oil company of Azerbaijan. You know, what about all these congressmen that get junkets to Turkey paid for by Fethullah Gulen's organization? No investigation of that. So they're very selective about what they want to look at. They're also selective about the partisan aspects of it. But let's go back to 2011, and let's remember what happened then. We had Nancy Pelosi and a 60 Minutes investigation. Now, this is information that had been given to them by the Hoover Institute. This is a conservative organization. They'd done some investigation. They gave it to Steve Croft with 60 Minutes. And in 2011, November 2011, he had a very pointed exchange with Nancy Pelosi. And at that time, people realized that Nancy Pelosi and her husband had participated in at least 8 IPOs. That's initial public offerings. That's where you take a private company public, and usually the owners make a killing off of the increase in stock. Anybody who is able to get in on that IPO before it hits the trading floor usually makes a fortune. And so they were able to participate in at least 8 IPOs, and they had access to information that was directly relating to the companies involved. The point is that if they had been a private party, they would have been hit with massive prison sentences and fines. You know, kind of like Hillary Clinton would have gone to prison for her email security violations if she had been anybody other than Hillary Clinton. But this is what the people we learned after this came out with Nancy Pelosi and her husband. We learned that there was no rule that Congress couldn't engage in insider trading. Now, remember, we had some very high-profile cases of people going to jail for very minor violations of insider trading. It's something that the SEC watches like a hawk and sends celebrities to prison on a regular basis, but not Congress. So this became a very big scandal. And in response, they passed something called the Stock Act. Stop Trading on Congressional Knowledge Act. I love how they come up with these hokey acronyms. They always do this. And the interesting thing was they enacted this to cover up this scandal. They said, all right, yeah, Nancy Pelosi and her husband made a fortune doing insider trading, but it wasn't against the rules because we exempted ourselves from those rules, you see. And so then what they did was they said, we'll fix it. We're going to make sure that doesn't happen. We're going to create this Stock Act. So they do that in April of 2000. They do that in 2011. And then in April of 2013, they modify it. In other words, they eviscerated it when nobody was looking. So they wait about 8 or 9 months. And after making a big fanfare about how they're going to fix the insider trading that is engaged on by members of Congress, then they come back on April the 15th, 2011. They introduced a bill from Harry Reid, of all people, and he put this to the Senate. They passed it by unanimous consent. It got 14 seconds of consideration before being passed by unanimous consent. And what did they do with that? Well, they removed the creation of searchable, sortable disclosure of the information. So much for transparency for the public, right? No, you're not going to be allowed to see what they do. And this is something I'm taking from opensecrets.org. Going back to April 15th, 2013, an action alert. Say, look, the Stock Act was just reversed, and it was signed by Obama. Okay? He had no problem signing that. And so they took away the requirement of electronic filing for Congress. They took away the requirement of filing by the president or the vice president or the president's cabinet or congressional candidates, as well as high-level executive and congressional branch employees. In other words, all of these people in government don't have to file, and they can still engage in insider trading. So they came out with a beard piece of legislation. They waited about 8 or 9 months, and then they repealed it quietly with 14 seconds of deliberation and did it unanimously by voice consent, and then Obama quietly signed it into law. Now, I want you to compare that to the feigned hand-wringing by Nancy Pelosi about the fact that the Republicans, as their first order of business, decided they wanted to get rid of Ethics Oversight Committee, the Independent Ethics Oversight Committee. And I want you to look at what Donald Trump did. He didn't quietly go along with this. He didn't sign this in the middle of the night like Obama did. Instead, he took to Twitter, and he called him out on it. And he made them meet an emergency meeting to try to do damage control. This is a very, very positive sign. We keep getting more and more positive signs, and of course, we see all these situations of people, businesses saying, "Hey, we're going to not build that $1.6 billion automobile factory." Ford said that down in Mexico. Instead, we're going to build a $700 million factory in the United States, and all that is great news. We've seen a lot of great news. We've seen a lot of great optimism. And I'm telling you right now, when Obama starts talking about his record 4 years from now, and the Democrats start talking about that, they're going to look at when Obama took office in 2009, and they're going to say, look at how bad things were after the Federal Reserve engineered a burst of the economic balloon that they had created, and then look at how wonderful things were just before Obama left office. And they're going to ignore the fact deliberately that this stock market, this raging stock market, is a reaction to Donald Trump becoming president and the optimism about Donald Trump's presidency and nothing that Barack Obama did. But I'm telling you right now, we can write this down, come back to this 4 years from now when they're running, or, you know, actually it'll be a little bit less than 4 years. They're going to pretend that Barack Obama did all of this stuff that is happening with Donald Trump. All the stuff that happened with the stock market and everything else. And, of course, we know that the system is working overtime to try to burst the bubble that they've been creating in terms of low interest rates. They've announced already one interest rate increase and another three next year. So they're going to try to burst this. But just remember where this is coming from, because we're going to have to fight that battle in about 3 years when they start running for president again. I want to take a look at what the Muslims did over New Year's Eve. You know, we had this Istanbul attack where a guy came in dressed as Santa Claus on New Year's Eve. We're looking at this, and my wife and I are Santa Claus on New Year's Eve, and they're saying they're fighting against a Christian holiday. And we're like, they don't even understand the culture that they hate so much. And I'm going to tell you why they hate this culture so much. I'm going to tell you what happened in Cologne. I'm going to tell you what happened at Germany's oldest church in Dortmund. This is a story that the Germans still aren't talking about. Just like last year, they didn't want to talk about what happened in Cologne on New Year's Eve. I'm going to tell you about both of those when we come back. Stay with us.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Do you have any of these symptoms? Night cramps in the hands and feet. Your arms and legs often go to sleep. On short walks, do your legs get aches and pains? Is your memory worse than it used to be? Ankles that swell late in the day? Has your blood pressure increased lately? If you answered yes to even one of these questions, you may have early warning signs of arterial blockages. Your body is saying that it is time to take Extendivite. These are not the normal signs of aging. They are the warning signs that accompany blocked arteries. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
He's found a dime loaded up
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. I'm David Knight, and I want to talk about how the Muslims celebrated New Year's throughout Europe and Turkey over the weekend. Of course, we all heard about the attack in Istanbul, the shooting there done by a man dressed as Santa Claus, saying that he was coming after a Christian holiday. And as I was starting to say in the last segment, you know, I thought of it. I never thought of New Year's as being a Christian holiday. But then I looked it up, and it's like, yeah, the Muslims have a different calendar. See, their first year is what we would call 622, year of our Lord. Okay, so that was the year that was a year of significance for something that Muhammad did. And that's where they began their first year. So for them, when we say that this is 2017, and we try to date that as close as we can to the birth of Christ, our Lord, then that is an offense to them. And so they take that as a cue, as a reason to go slaughter people in the streets. Because if they don't agree with your religion, then that's what they do. And the subtitle of this article that we have up at InfoWars, talking about looking back at Cologne, where we had a large attack on New Year's Eve last year that was covered up by the Cologne police for several months. We look at this, and the subtitle was Germany Continues Its Terrifying Descent into Multicultural Hell. And I got to say, this is not going to be a multicultural hell just for Christians. It's going to be a hell for Christians. It's going to be hell for atheists. It's going to be a hell for feminists. It's going to be a hell for LGBT. It's going to be a hell for anybody who doesn't toe their cult of death. Because that's what it is. It's a sacrament of death. And as I looked at some of these things, my wife and I were talking about this, and of course she was at the event where we were protesting the abortion clinic, and the people came up to my wife and said, I kill my kids. They bragged about that. And as we were talking about this, I said, you know, that is the commonality between the Democrat left and the Muslims, because they hate feminists, they hate LGBT, which the Democrats say they love these groups, and yet the only common ground that I can discern is that they're both cults of death. The Democrats view abortion as a sacrament, and the Muslims see their ability to strike back against our culture, especially in the expression of the Christian religion, as a sacrament as well. This story at InfoWars talks about how the police in Cologne are still pandering in a servile manner to these thugs who attacked everybody last year. They tweeted out in Arabic, a warm welcome to New Year's Eve 2016 in Cologne. They said, no other time in recent months have they ever tweeted in Arabic. Now, to remind you, the article says, in Cologne, there was a site of 1,300 crimes during the New Year's Eve celebration 1 year ago, including 650 sexual assaults and 28 rapes. How's that for protecting women? You want to say you're about protecting women, Hillary? Democrats? The vast majority of these offenses were carried out by migrant men of Arab and African origin, as video footage and eyewitness accounts revealed. Of the few suspects identified by police at the time, more than half were asylum seekers. Now, what happened this year? We had a 1,000-man mob attack Germany's oldest church in Dortmund, Germany. And they were shouting Allah Akbar as they set the church on fire. Now, this began at 7 p.m. A man was hospitalized, a homeless man. And a group of homeless people, one man got a first-degree burn to his face after they were shooting and throwing fireworks at homeless people. That's how these guys began their celebration, you know, because they have to attack the homeless. Okay, what about? And it said at least 1,000 young men began throwing fireworks into a crowd of visitors, which also included families with children. Asked by officers to stop, the mob turned to pelting fireworks at the police instead. See, this is the way this is going to go down. When you look at what we're offering here, what Alex is talking about, that's what I kept thinking about as I was looking at these articles I had about New Year's Eve. If you're not going to protect yourself, you are going to be at the mercy of these people. If they want to divorce themselves from the Nazis, why don't they start with repealing the Nazi Gun Control Act? That would be a first thing the Germans should do. Join us tonight for the InfoWars Nightly News.
This is GCN, the Genesis Communications Radio Network.